here today. I appreciate how the Lord's helped us. It done my heart good to walk in, see God is in our church and choir practice. Amen. I'm glad we can still go to church in this day, in this hour. And so I bless Him for it. Romans 8 and verse number 28. The Bible says that, and we know. Now the world don't. But we know, the child of God. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. God never predestinated a man, woman, boy, or girl to heaven or hell. But He does predestinate those that are saved to be conformed to the image of His Son. For whom He called, He justified. No longer guilty, Brother Joel. I'm glad. Thank God I'm justified. That means I've been set free. Ain't that a blessing on a Sunday night? We all ought to be in jail or hell. But He saved us and justified us freely by His grace. And then He said this, and whom He justified, them He also glorified. Just some sooner than others. Won't it be a blessing to have a glorified body? Whom He justified, He glorified. Sound like to me, once saved, always saved to me. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, I want to ask you a question, what the Holy Ghost said. Then who can be against us? I'm glad He's on my side tonight. Well, I felt it when I come up the step. He that spared not His own Son. Oh my, what a statement He's fixing to say. But delivered Him for us all. How shall He not with Him? It ain't about you, it's about Him. It ain't about how good you are, it's about how good He is. He said it ain't nothing you can do for yourself. Said it started about Him, it's going to finish about Him. If you're going to get anything or be anybody, it'll always be by Him. I didn't see all that studying today. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died. Yeah, rather that's risen again. Buddha didn't do that. Who is even at the right hand of God, and look what he's doing. Maketh. That's tomorrow. Intercession for a go-between. between us and God. Matter of fact, you'll never know God if you bypass His Son. Now, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Distress. Anybody got stress? Persecution. Famine. Nakedness, peril, or sword? He said, who can separate us from the love of Christ? Any of these things? Just because you can't see Him don't mean He don't love you. Just because you don't feel Him don't mean He don't love you. As it is written, for thy sake, we're killed all the day long. He said, for thy sake, we're killed all the day long. We're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we're more. What are we so defeated about? We're more than conquerors. What's this next phrase? Lord God, would somebody help me preach in the house tonight? Through Him. That loved us. Paul's in heaven now and he says this. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life. Sometimes life's worse than death. Anybody can kill theyself, but not everybody can live. I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angel, nor principalities, the devil, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. He said, there's some things coming your way you ain't seen yet. Nor height, nor depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Oh, He loves me. This I know, for the Bible done told me so. You may be seated tonight. Boy, isn't it amazing how He makes much of His Son? You know, this book is amazing. I wish I could just walk right on to the house tonight. That's how I feel. I feel like walking above sea level. But I'm afraid I'd come down there about B&T. I'm going to preach on this thought tonight. God's got it together. Romans 8:28, we know all things work together for good to them that love God. Like what my pastor said, heaven's on my side. I want you to notice God's got it together, the words of all things. Look what He says. He says, we know that all things work together. Well, how could all things be working together? Well, we note first of all the expression of it, and.
and the experience of it. We know. Can I ask you, has God ever let you go lacking yet? I wouldn't ask you, has God ever disappointed you? Because He's disappointed me. Oh, I've been disappointed quite a few times in this thing. And don't ever let nobody say God won't hurt you. Because God will hurt you. But He loves you too much to harm you. The experience of it. He said, now you know. And the extent of it. All. Man. And the excellence of it would work together. That's the words of all things. But now, secondly tonight, let's notice the work of all things. I want to say that God uses takedowns. You ever been took down? Matter of fact, it helps us when our pride is took down. We find a Bible character that was taken down in Luke 22:31. Luke 22:31, the work of all things, God uses takedowns. My daddy used to say, boy, I'm fixing to take you down a notch. Isn't it amazing sometimes how big our britches get? Peter, in Luke 22:31, the Lord said, and you can always highlight what He's got to say. He said, Simon, Simon. Called His name twice. He said, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Well, I'm glad verse 32 is in there. But I've prayed for you. Aren't you glad He's our intercessor? Matter of fact, I found myself this week praying a prayer I've never prayed. Oh, Christ, pray for me. Jesus, Lamb of God, go to the throne for me. I'm glad He can get a prayer through. Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired to have you. Can I tell you tonight, Satan desires to have you. Before you were saved, you were his. And you've switched tracks. Now you're walking with the Lord Jesus. Tonight, He said that He may sift you. Shake you. Absolutely destroy you. As wheat. But I prayed for you. That your faith fail not. Or you were saved, you were His. And you've switched tracks. Now you're walking with the Lord Jesus. Tonight, He said that He may sift you, shake you. Absolutely destroy you. As wheat.
But I prayed for you that your faith fail not. And thou, when thou art converted, I want you to do something for me. I want you to strengthen the brethren.
And he said to him, Lord,
and he meant that, Lord, but he didn't really mean this other part. I'm ready.
Lord, I'm ready to go with you both to prison and death.
And he said, I tell thee, Peter,
the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me.
Peter said, not me, Lord. I'm ready.
Now, we'll find out in Luke 22:54, they took him and led him and brought him to the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. When they kindled a fire in the midst of the hall, and were set down together, Peter sat down among them.
You better watch who you sat with.
Certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and looked upon him and said, this man also was with him. And he denied him, saying, woman, I know him not. After a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also of them. Peter said, man, I am not. About the space of an hour, another confidentially affirmed, saying of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew.
And the Lord turned and looked on Peter.
Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice.
Peter went out and wept bitterly. The work of all things. God uses take down. Has God ever took you down?
You see, during this take down, Peter learned something about Satan.
We're no match for him. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
I'm glad on Calvary's cross when Jesus cried, it is finished, the devil was finished. His power was depleted. But I will remind you tonight, we are no match by ourselves for the devil.
A takedown.
He learned about Satan and he learned about the sovereign. In verse 34, he found out God knowed something he didn't know.
Wouldn't it be a blessing if we'd listen to what he says? Because he knows.
I don't know about you, but I know sometimes, even knowing what he thinks about something, I still want to do it.
God is sovereign. He knows the ending at the beginning. God knows more about me and you than what we know. So he found out something about Satan, and he found out something about the sovereign, and he found out something about himself. He found out he better never say never. We probably ought to say, by the grace of God, I'll never. Could it be
that the devil realized that God was wanting to do something with Peter that he did nobody else. Could it be maybe the reason that Satan wants our church so bad tonight, that God's wanting to use this place like no place else? Simon, Simon. He learned something about himself. I've noticed some takedowns we'll learn about ourselves. We can do nothing without Him. You may be riding that horse of pride tonight, but be careful. Because you're headed for a takedown. Matter of fact, I've never known nothing that God ever used until He broke it first. God loves broken things. A lot of times He loves to break us down so to teach us about ourselves. Don't trust yourself. I know a lot of Pharisaical Baptists say, not me. I'm scared to say, not me. God uses takedowns. He learned about Himself. When that cock crowed, Peter remembered. What the Lord had said to him. One thing about takedowns, when you learn hard, you learn. I don't catch on real easy, but when I learn, I got it. Isn't it amazing how God has used some takedowns in your life? Matter of fact, you're a better Christian tonight because God has took you down a notch or two. I'll be honest with you, God's took me down several notches since I walked out of that plant. And I'm just as honest with you as a pastor can be to his flock tonight. I thought I was walking humbly, but not as humble as I am tonight. The work of all things. God uses take down. He learned about Himself. And this is the thing in 61 and 62. The Lord turned and looked on Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord had said to him, verse 62, and Peter went out and wept bitterly. I'm going to tell you what happened to Peter. He just found Peter. Boy, I mean this all my heart. I don't want to find myself. Because I know what's hiding under this coat. I need the grace of God, Brother David, to protect me from myself. I know what this can do to me. I know what this can do for... Boy, would it be a blessing if this was saved? It'd be a blessing if this was saved. God uses takedown. How many times has God took you down and the devil said, you know what? You'll never get back up. And it's not how many times that you're took down, it's how many times you get up. Because we are more than conquerors through Him. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? I would say there was a lot of churches in that storm took down. You know, it scares me about our church. I hope God don't see the need that we need to be took down. See, when you walk in too high and mighty and too lofty, you'll get to acting crazy. And I've noticed when you go to walking lowly, you ain't got far as near to fall. Nothing from nothing's nothing. Matter of fact, I don't know what's worse, to never have nothing or to have something and then have nothing.
Don't know what's worse.
I know a lot of preachers walking just like a banty rooster. Bulletproof. I'm scared to death about me. Matter of fact, in my years of being saved, I've never seen the day in which we live to be no more fierce than what it is tonight. I wonder how Peter felt when he went out and he wept bitter. Could you imagine what the devil was breathing down his neck? Do you ever make a mistake or lose your temper and say, why did I do that? Some of y'all, it don't bother you losing your temper because you live that way, but it bothers me. Some of you enjoy fussing and fighting and ramping and raving, but I don't like it. I don't like it in my house. I don't like it where I preach. I don't like it where I work. I just don't like it. I like everything to be loved. I love it when my wife is just filled with love. I love it when our church is just filled with love.
But when we make a mistake, the devil's the first one to accuse us. Because he's the accuser of the brethren. He tells the Lord, did you see what that boy did? Did you see what that girl said? Did you see what she did? Boy, don't it make you feel about this tall when you find yourself.
Matter of fact, when he found himself, he went out and wept bitterly. Oh, I'm going to get away and go find myself.
I hate what I find. Matter of fact, I need you to help me live right.
I got to come back and face you.
That may not mean much to some, but it means a lot to me.
He went out and wept bitterly. Could you imagine the attack that Satan was on this boy's mind? He went out and he wept bitterly. I said he found something about himself, but I'm going to tell you in Mark 16, he found out something about the Savior. Failure ain't final. Now the brethren may be done with you. But God ain't. I think the brethren are so cruel. But I've always noticed, Brother Dennis, these boys, that these straight, sheared fellas, like a good sheared mule that kick everything, it comes to their house. They go to the tomb.
Lord, I'm fixing to think myself happy.
They're going to the tomb, and they don't find him. He says in verse 6, he said to them, be not afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He's risen. He's not here. Behold the place where they laid Him. Verse 7. Now Peter, the last time he seen the Lord, he had that look. And he went out and he wept bitterly. And now the Bible turns the page. He found out something about the Savior. But go your way and tell His disciples. And Peter. Boy, ain't it a blessing when He sends you word that failure ain't final. Ain't it a blessing when He sends you word that He still loves you in spite of yourself. Well, what's wrong with him? Well, if you're living for God and fighting the devil, you may act crazy yourself. What's wrong with him? What's wrong with her? Matter of fact, Acts chapter number 2 now, sounds like to me that God used a takedown. Because He said this in Acts chapter number 2 and verse 14, but Peter, standing up with 11, lifted up his voice. Boy, ain't you glad he got his shout back. Oh, there's been times I said, God, I'll never get my shout back. But I got word that He loved me. And He stood up and He lifted up His voice. I don't know why some of y'all want a quiet Mickey Mouse preacher. Y'all so hard-headed you don't understand a screaming preacher. He said, hearken to my words. And he must have walked in on a choir practice like ours tonight. Verse 15. These are not drunken as you suppose. Seeing it's but the third hour of the day. Ain't it a blessing to be around a preacher who knows something about the Holy Ghost? I've been around some preachers. God break out and they say, what would we do now? Get out of the way. By the way, verse 41, then they that gladly received His word baptized, same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Hang on a minute. Where are you at now, devil? Where was you at, devil? We seen where you was when He is down. God will have the last say. God uses takedowns. And you better be glad God's took you down. That you may be able to be used for His honor and His glory. Some of you, God has intentionally took you down. And He's done that He may train you and use you. You're no good with your head in the clouds. But you're some good on your knees and with your face in the book. The work of all that. Boy, God uses takedowns. And God uses teardowns. Oh yeah, Luke 24. He uses teardowns. I'm glad He does. Not only will God take you down, sometime He'll tear you down. Not me, preacher. I'm bulletproof. You're first in line. You're first in line. Luke 24. Tear down. Now I'll get along and hurry again. The Bible said in verse 13, behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus from Jerusalem. They talked together of all these things which had happened. Came to pass while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus Himself drew near and went with them, and their eyes was holding that they should not know Him. And He said to them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another and walk and are sad? He said, why are you walking around so sad? Well, one of them whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, art thou a stranger in Jerusalem? Don't you know what's happening these days? He said, what thing? He said, Jesus of Nazareth, He's a prophet, mighty indeed, word before God and the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered Him to be condemned to death and have crucified Him. Isn't it something when your help gets tore down? You know, we rely on a lot of things. But there's sometimes in your life God's going to tear your help down. They said, hadn't you heard? The one that was doing all this, this mighty prophet, they put Him on a cross. Sometimes not only will your help be tore down, sometimes your hope will be tore down. Verse 21, but we trusted. Has anybody sitting here tonight that this really didn't turn out the way you thought it ought to turn out? But we trusted that it had been He which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today's the third day since these things is done. It's over. All the hope is gone. Sometimes your hope will be tore down. And then, I hate it when this happens, in verse 25, there's times when your heart is tore down. Anybody ever tear your heart out? Oh, I'm not talking about puppy love when your first grade sweetheart broke up with you. But I'm talking about really, has your heart ever been tore down? You know, Jesus met some folks here that were in the midst of a tear down. Their help was tore down. Their hope was tore down. And their heart was tore down. But in verse 30, something happened. Came to pass, He said, at meat with them, He took bread, blessed it, brake, and gave to them. And their eyes is open. And they knew Him, and He vanished out of their sight. What was so great about that, preacher? Oh, when He reached out His hand. They seen them nail-scarred hands. They said, my God, it's Him. And then look what happened when He left. They said one to another, did not our heart burn within us? Well, He talked with us, by the way, while He opened to us the Scriptures. Boy, God will use a tear down. God tears things down that He may build it back stronger. Some of you have been in marriages where it got tore down, but now God has allowed you to come back together, and now He's building something by experience. Tear down. Isn't it amazing when we're tore down how we're careful to rebuild? You know something? If I built this wall out of a tube before, and it fell down on my head, when I went to the builder's supply next time, I wouldn't buy no 2x4. I'd be hunting 2x8s and 2x10s. God uses tear downs. A lot of people's life, they're tore down. But aren't you glad all things aren't over yet? God uses tear downs. God uses takedown. Then God uses turn downs. You ever been turned down? You ever really wanted somebody to love you and they turned you down? They wouldn't let you get in their little club. Little girls are notorious for that. They can't have but one friend at a time. Boy, isn't it amazing when you turn down? Can I tell you something? There were two sisters that were turned down. And you'll find them in John 11 in closing tonight. Talking about the work of all things God uses turned down. Have you ever wished somebody would accept you, but you were turned down? I'll never forget. Y'all laugh at this. In the first grade, and I won't bore you, I'm going to be done quick. First grade, they announced that they was going to have a play in school and they needed somebody to sing a part. And I've never been able to carry a tune in a bucket. But I never will forget, I told that first grade teacher, went home, told my mom, I said, they're going to give me a part in the play. What you going to do? I'm going to sing. But it's just one problem, Brother Michael. I wasn't blessed the way you are. I had to audition for the part. God is my witness. That woman's on one of them old tall pianos. Got to be my time, Miss Flo. And I stepped up and she said, all right, and I try it, boy. And I started out. She said, next. You ever been turned down? I never will forget that day. I come home. I had to tell Mama. Bless her heart. She knowed all the time. Isn't it hard to be turned down? There were some sisters there in John 11. Their brother's sick and they sent after the Lord. They said, Lord, I sure wish you'd come over there and fix things in our house. And the Lord stayed 2 days in the same place. Now, 2 days may not mean nothing to you. But when you're really, really needing the Lord, boy, it's a long time. It may seem like He's turned you down in your praying. But He said something there in John 11:15. He said, I'm glad for your sakes I was not there to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go on Him. He said, I'm glad I wasn't there when He died. Lazarus is dead, Lord. Why are you coming here now? I want to say something tonight. Comfort delayed don't mean that God don't care. And comfort delayed don't mean that God is not conscious of it. And comfort delayed don't mean God's not capable. He's just working things out. Matter of fact, He said, I'm glad for your sakes and I was not there, that the Father may be glorified. God uses turned down. You may be here tonight and you feel like God has turned your praying down. Keep praying.
keep serving Him.
I said this, the work of all things. God uses takedowns. He took Peter down. He used teardowns, the two on the road to Emmaus. He tore down their help and hope and heart. John 11, God uses turndowns. Lord, I'm glad there's coming a touchdown. And heaven's going to fix it all. He's going to touch down. And it's not come out of the Reader's Digest. The Lord is coming back. And bringing His children home. The Word of all things. The work of all things. And He said, the worth for all things. For all things work together for good. I don't understand why I've had to go through things that I have. Sherry, I want you to come tonight. But all I know is it's worked out for my good. I couldn't imagine. And you know, when this is going on, Brother Dennis, it's hard to realize this is for good. Some of y'all remember a long time ago, there was a church absolutely tore our heart out. They didn't want us. But you know what, Brother Mike? God had something better. There's a woman sitting over there that God had picked out for me. He had something better. I'll be honest with you, when God told me to walk out of a job, it scared me. And at times, Brother Troy, still scares me. God's got something better. As Miss Sherry plays tonight, I wonder, can you trust Him with what He's doing? We know. Some of you are living in some empty place. But God's doing something that only that empty place can do. God's allowed failures to come that only them failures can do. God's let heartache come because only those heartaches can do. Tonight, I don't know what you're going through, but you can come get some help. The Lord's here. I wonder, would you come and bow at an old-fashioned altar tonight and say, God, I don't really even care for myself, but I know You care for me, and You love me, and You're doing a work for me that only You can be doing. We bless You tonight, Lord. We sure do need You. Lord, what You doing in our church, we're going to trust You. You've given us a promise. You'll never leave us, nor forsake. Aren't you glad that failure is not final tonight? How many times has the devil told you it was over? You ought to come bow at His feet tonight and say, God, without the grace of God, it is over. But through You, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Father, we bless You tonight. Thank You for Calvary. Oh God, I realize there are teardowns. God, there's takedowns. But I know You're doing it for our good. We love You and we praise You and we bless You tonight. Thank You for what our hearts have felt. I'm glad You're a friend, Lord. Sticketh closer than a brother.